Hello, this is Sabine.
Hey Sabina, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I am well. This is Zach. We've spoken a few times about your property on Pleasant Street.
I know. Did you speak with my realtor?
I did talk with your realtor. I mean, I'm not really too excited to speak with them. I've made an offer, has he delivered it to you?
I have not presented any offer yet.
You haven't been presented any offers yet? Oh, okay. Well,
When did
doesn't
you
surprise me.
make the offer? Is
This was last week. I mean,
it verbal, in writing?
it's verbal. I'm not in the market to throw numbers around. I actually buy houses. So,
Okay, so make me an offer so I know what to offer.
well, let me just tell you the dialogue between the realtor and I. I told him what my offer would be, and he said he wasn't experienced enough to understand how to negotiate. So that's, I see the house, it's price cut. The guy, I don't know how you know him one way or the other, but he doesn't know what he's doing, and I personally would rather talk to you versus someone who, is supposed to be able to do their job and represent the owner in the best way they can. I mean, how can he do his job if he doesn't understand how to negotiate?
Okay, I understand your point. Point taken. So, what is your offer, Zach?
So what I discussed with him, which, is what it is, I discussed a down payment, a monthly payment with a balloon payment. Now, if do you understand that verbiage, or should I break it down a little bit easier for you?
Tell me what you mean.
Okay, so let's just use numbers that are not really relevant, but let's throw them out there. Let's just say like a $10,000 down payment, monthly payment of $700 on a 5-year balloon. The balloon meaning, you're asking $245 for the purchase of the property. I don't have a problem paying that, but if I'm going to pay that price, which it is overpriced, that's why you've been price cutting it. Your realtor hasn't done his job. That's not on you. It's on him. That's how it would look. So, monthly payments, down payment, and then cash you out on a 5-year balloon. That's how I would buy this property. It's too high for me to do anything differently.
But the numbers you're mentioning are truly 700 a month and 10,000, or are you just throwing the
No,
numbers to bring you a scenario?
I would honor that. I mean, it's kind of just throwing it out there, but I would honor that. I mean, I can make those numbers work. I mean, we buy about 20, 30 houses a month, so I don't really need to think about it too much. I can kind of just look at it and say yes or no, and I'm saying yes.
Well, that's what you proposed, $700 a month and $10,000 down payment.
Yes, ma'am.
I understand. Okay.
Is
I'm
that
not the only one that owns this house, so I will share this information with my partners, and I can let you know what we decide.
okay, do you have my phone number?
I do. I
When should
do.
I give you a call back?
Give me a couple of days, please.
Couple days. So Thursday, or what's today? Wednesday. Give you a call on Friday.
Yeah.
Okay. What time
Sounded
works
okay.
for you?
I'm sorry, what was that?
What time works for you?
Oh, late afternoon.
Okay, around 3 o'clock, 3, 4 o'clock.
Yes. By the way, technically, this is like this is like seller-buyer agreement, right? This I cannot
Yes.
consider this as a as a sales full sale because you're not paying me the sales price, and it's like an annuity almost. And I'm not paying off my mortgage. So technically, I would still own the mortgage.
Correct.
Right? And I would own, who would own the responsibilities of maintaining the house?
So we would cover all, you know, maintenance and upkeep of the property. We would deliver you the $700 a month. You would make the payment, the mortgage payment. How much is the mortgage payment?
It's just about that money, yeah.
It's just about 700?
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, we would pay you the 700, you would make the mortgage payment, and then, you know, we would upkeep it, make improvements, you know, as needed, and, you know, cash you out at the 5 years, like we discussed.
And what's the interest rate that you are implementing here?
Well, you know, if I'm going to be overpaying for a property, you know, that is the interest. You know, I'm paying a higher price for a less valued property. I mean, you know, if you want to talk interest rate, you know, let's have an appraisal done, let's have an inspection done, and then let's get a real price on this property. You know, I'm not willing, you know, I'm flexible on the price, but, you know, the interest is pretty non-negotiable, you know, if I'm overpaying for something. I mean, if you want to talk, if you want to do interest, that's no problem. But, you know, I am paying interest because I'm overpaying.
I understand what the concept is. Okay. Okay, let's not worry about spending too much time on this. I got your concept. I will share what you proposed with my business partners and see what they have to say.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, thank you so much for the call, Zach.
All right, have a good one.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.